You know, for those of you who listen to the show regularly, you know that we've had our stories left and right about Terminal 5 and the debacle of the opening of that beautiful new building, which is still going through its growing pains. But when I took the tour about a month before they actually officially opened, the one thing that I noticed was that was different from most airport terminals was, first of all, the food choices. And second of all, they finally got their act together, at least it looked to me that way, with their choice of airport hotel. And joining us on the line right now is our regular correspondent, David Latt. You read him on our website, which is petergreenberg.com. And David's actually on the line from Paris, but you first stopped at Terminal 5 in London. So tell me, David, how bad or how good was that airport hotel?
I've got to tell you, I thought it was pretty amazing. I mean, before I left, you had warned me, watch your bags. And I have to say, before our bags were waiting for us by the time we got through control, immigration.
Wow, well, you
control.
Know what? Maybe they might have known you were on the plane. I don't know. But okay, you got your bags, but then there's a new hotel there at the airport. It's a Sofitel. What's different about it? What makes it a great hotel?
Well, I have to say, we didn't have to travel to it. All I had to do was walk out of the terminal, get into an elevator, go upstairs, and I was in my room in about 4 minutes.
Wow.
And it's a very high-level hotel. I mean, when you think airport hotel, I mean, I think everybody stayed in them, and they're, you know, a kind of bare-bones operation. They're noisy. They're not necessarily comfortable. The amenities are limited. This was equivalent to the best hotels I've ever stayed in the nicest cities. And I have to say, it was really an impressive operation, and one of the things that I liked especially, and I think, Peter, this probably goes to, again, what you had told me about T5, is that when you'd taken that tour, you were very impressed with the technology and the intention. And I understand the practice wasn't with that, but the thoughtfulness that's gone into the Heathrow operation and hotel is extremely smart. I mean, it's really designed, I mean, putting aside business travelers, for anybody who has to travel and wants to be comfortable and still accomplish work that they need to do.
Yeah, because airport hotels traditionally were afterthoughts. They were designed for people who had no other choice and were stuck at an airport.
And that's really interesting that you put it exactly that way, because the point that was made when I took the tour was that British Airways, in association with the Sofitel, saw an opportunity. They, as they said, you know, it's a blank slate. We got a big open space here. We want to do it right. The planning was done in conjunction between the two entities, and you see the result of that in the thoughtfulness. I mean, for instance, one of the things they said to us is, look, we've priced the rooms at what we consider to be a 4-star hotel at below market rates, so that we're encouraging people to get off a plane, come and stay with us. There's a 21-minute airport express into Paddington Station. It's so easy to access London. Why would you do that except when you want to? Otherwise, stay in the hotel. And as you know, I'm a person who cares about the food I eat. they have a wonderful restaurant that was designed by a world-renowned chef by the name of Alex Rue. And he has two sister restaurants, one at Heathrow and one at St. James, and they had the opportunity to eat at both. And it was an extraordinary meal and an incredibly comfortable facility. And again, the seamlessness with which you walk out of Heathrow and you walk into the hotel. And I got to tell you one thing also.
Wait,
is
I'm going to bust in here, because you're talking to me from Paris and we're running out of time.
Okay.
You're also staying at a Sofitel in Paris. I've stayed at there. It's the Fougère. But what's the cool thing about that is you're right next to the presidential palace.
Well, it's cool, and it's also very complicated in that the Pope is in town. So you not
something
only
tells
have
me,
all the
something tells
issues.
You he's got a better room than you do.
I guarantee you that. No, it's lovely here. And the thing that I've noticed in all these hotels, is I'm sure you experienced, is they really pay attention to keeping the rooms quiet with double and triple pane windows. And so it's been very lovely. And also, obviously, as you know, I said, if I'm in London, I want to go to Paris, because I've got a friend who lives here, and we just got back from eating here. And Paris is a great place to be if you like food.
All right. So basically, you've been having a great time, and a good report from the Sofitel Hotel, which is now at Heathrow Terminal 5. So even if they lose your bags, you'll sleep well. David Latt calling live from Paris. Have a great rest of your trip. And you can read David, of course, on our website, which is petergreenberg.com. David, travel safely. We'll see you back in the United States.